Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sargent.
717 WLIP Morning Show. On Tuesdays, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Summertime weather's finally here.
Yes, it is. And like in full force.
In full force.
Now,
it flips the switch and we're on the way.
It's Wisconsin weather's kind of unique that way. It's like we go from like spring and we're all going like, and it's just damp and kind of cool. And all of a sudden it's like, now we're all whining going, it's hot.
It's hot.
Can we get a little cooler? Because we'd like, if you want it cooler, go by the lake, right?
It's too early for that pumpkin spice pine that comes back about
but
August.
I will say, now this is off topic for today, because today we're going to talk about preparing for the 4th of July, because it's coming and you need to prep for this for your dogs.
I mean, it's already starting.
There's been a little bit.
Yeah.
It's part of that, I think, is graduations and stuff, right? So that's, but it's hot.
Yes.
And I don't mean like scorching hot, like where I grew up in Kansas, 105, you know, that's scorching hot. But we're in the 80s. And if you've left your pet or your child in your car with the windows up and no adult in there with the air conditioning running, yeah, we'll expect somebody to come break your window.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't do that, right? So personal, it's just public safety announcement here. Don't do that. Take your dog into the house. Take your cat into the house. Don't just even leave the window just cracked, because that's not enough. That car gets, you know, makes 105 look like a nice cool day.
Yes.
It's going to get to 130, 140 inside there.
It happens quickly.
Things start to cook and it happens fast.
Right.
So just take them inside out of the car. You know, if you come to the clinic and you got two dogs, bring them both in.
There you go. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
Or home, because home has the air conditioner,
home
too.
Home is even better.
So that's an amazing option that people could choose.
Right. Well, it's like my car, if I open up the back door and close the back door and then get out somewhere, you know, drive somewhere and get out and I lock it, it does this little extra beep, beep, beep thing at me. I'm like, and my wife is like, why is it doing this? It's because I open the back door. It thinks there's something in there.
Yeah.
Like, so just make sure everything's out of the car.
I did turn that off, but I don't have small children. If I had small children, I would not do that. But,
right.
Yeah.
Make sure everything comes out of the car. You stop somewhere, get it all out of the car. It's too hot to leave it in. So that takes us to the hot time of year, 4th of July.
That's right. It's closer than you think, right?
It is just around the corner. And like you were saying, Pete, things have already kind of started to heat up. I know the ads are out on the highways, like stop here and get your fireworks. You know, the firework places are all open. They're advertising like crazy. They're hoping to have a booming season.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Oh, boy, listen to that.
Yeah, there we go.
You're hanging around me too much.
So not only is it fireworks, but it's crowds. I mean, it's celebrations. People get together. And this is the time of year that, you know, some of our dogs don't like this. I mean, they certainly have noise phobia. Some of them have light phobia. So this is kind of an interesting thing.
It's funny, humans that don't like it, for the record, too.
Right.
So
the flashing light is kind of, and then crowds, certainly, it's just number of people. You know, if your dog's not a real big fan of crowds, don't take them to the 4th of July celebration to go watch the fireworks,
because
it's just a nightmare for them.
It's going to compound, right?
So the things that you're going to have to deal with are just the noises. And the thing of it is, if you think about it, fireworks are so random. Thunderstorms, you know they're coming. I mean, the storms we're supposed to get this week, your dog probably already knows that it's coming.
Dogs can sense that kind of thing?
Absolutely. They can sense these things coming in, because we'll get frontal changes that we're like, it's kind of cloudy. It's weird looking. I don't know. The weather feels a little weird, but they can actually feel that pressure change. And so they'll start to get ramped up as the things are rolling in. The bigger the storm, the more they get ramped up. But fireworks, they're like, you know, lounging around, having a nice evening. It's all quiet. And all of a sudden, kaboom. And it's like, what the heck, right?
Right.
It's this random explosion. And then sometimes it sounds like somebody unleashed a whole barrage of mortar shells. So it's scary to them. Things that you should start planning on now, because we're starting to get into the thick of it.
It's two weeks from Friday anyway, right? The big day.
So I figure this coming weekend, things are going to start to light up.
Right.
So certainly now call us, get their refills of their meds. If you have experienced before that they are anxious about this, call and get them in so we can, you know, get them some meds. Because there are certainly some medications that you can start giving them. There are meds that you can give in the midst of a barrage. You know, if it's one of those that the dog's really freaking out, check to make sure that they've got their ID tags up to date, that their microchip information is up to date, because some of these guys will get so freaked out, they will bolt out the door and then they're going to be gone. Hopefully get picked up by the shelter, but at least if they're got a tag on or microchip ID, they can get back to your house. Prepare a safe place. If this is going on and you've got a basement, I know that I've got one of my dogs. She's not really storm phobic, but she's not a fan either.
Yeah.
And we'll get the storms that roll in and like, where'd the dog go? She's in the basement.
Oh.
Laying on the couch, snoozing. She found her own safe place. So it's one of those things that, you know, if you have a spot in the basement that's quieter and it's nice and cool, maybe get that set up for them so that they can go down there. And then desensitization training, that's not as easy to do, but it's certainly one of those things that if there's some fireworks going off in the distance and they're freaked out about it, you know, you can start to do some things. Basically, if you've got the time, you can gradually work on decreasing their sensitization to it. You could feed them some treats to get them to refocus. Some of these guys, you can actually get some recordings of fireworks and start at a really low volume.
Okay.
And then, you know, just work on some positive reinforcement, keeping them calm, and then increase the volume. But I guess starting
low is important, right? You can't start Stars low. And Stripes
right.
forever.
No, don't start that full volume. So that's the thing, is that you can do that, but that's going to take a lot more time. And given the fact we're just, like you said, just about 2 weeks away, you're going to
start for next year.
Yeah. Start for next year.
Right.
So, day of, or probably actually the few days around it, if you take your dog for a walk, take them early. Because most fireworks go off at night. In fact, most people that are setting off fireworks don't get up at 5 a.m. to set more fireworks off because they're sleeping because they were up until midnight.
Correct.
So, keep the dogs inside, which the weather's going to be hot enough. That's probably not going to be a giant issue. Close the curtains. So at nighttime, just keep the curtains closed because, like we talked about, the light phobia, they're scared of those flashing lights. Playing some softer music. So this is, or reggae. Reggae is one of those things. Oh. It's soothing to dogs. We can play classical, Bach, Mozart, or just, as I put it, elevator music. Just instrumental.
Little music.
Yeah, you can even put some like re-instrumentalized rock music on. So if it's something that you're like, I like the song, they've kind of redone it, it's instrumental and it's a little softer, it's okay. The dog will enjoy it too.
I'm sure there's a playlist that exists on an app somewhere for it.
There's a lot. The other thing of it is, stay calm yourself. So this is the thing.
They
feed off of us. So if they're ramped up and we're anxious about them being ramped up, next thing you know, they're getting more ramped up and we can't go, I just don't know why they're getting so ramped up. I mean, they were anxious and then it's just all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's because you're not being calm yourself. So slow it down. Take a couple breaths. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your lips, and do that a couple times and then just talk in a soft tone of voice. Don't go, it's okay, because that higher pitch sound is one of those things that it kind of gets them, it feeds into the ramp. So just lower, slower tone. So you're almost asleep right now.
You don't have to point it out.
right. So that's it in a nutshell. You know, it's all about just prepping, because if they're on meds, get the meds now. Because we're closed on the 4th. So you're not going to be calling us on the 4th going, nope. You are now out of luck. So call now, get ahead of the rush, get them picked up, and then have them on hand. And certainly if you've got a dog that's really anxious about it, you're probably going to want to start the day before the 4th and just medicate them. And it's to keep them on their anti-anxiety meds. It's not trying to knock them out. It's just trying to ramp that anxiety down, have them go through through the weekend.
Right. I was going to say.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, these fireworks are going to go on from the 3rd to the 6th. So, maybe even to the week after. So, and I'm sure there's going to be some going off this Thursday. So, isn't it Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah, Juneteenth. I'm sure there'll be some fireworks going off Thursday. So, even be prepared for that.
Yeah, that's right. Now that we have another federal holiday 2 weeks before the 4th of July, plenty of time to celebrate.
Plenty of time to celebrate.
But plan accordingly.
Shoot off some poppers. So, it's, and our dogs won't like it, so be prepared.
Neither will the fire department.
No, but, no. Know,
but that's another segment that we used to do right around here. So, oh, goodness. Well, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, always good information. If people do need to make that appointment and get their pet on in, how can they do so?
Well, they give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Not usually a fireworks guy. I'd like all my fingers right where they are.
Yep.
So, but again, another segment for another day. Dr. Russ, thank you, sir. You have a great week.
Pete, you have a great week. We'll see you next week.
727 WLIP. You need my love, baby, oh so bad.